Well, SEPTA this morning defended its fare increase proposal while several writers at a public hearing questioned why it was necessary. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA plans to raise travel wallet fares from $2 to $2.50 on buses, subways, and trolleys. Writer Raul Colon testified that if SEPTA could eliminate fare cheaters, it wouldn't need a fare hike.
Too many people get on the bus for free, and I think that is the problem here.
Transit advocate Lance Haver posed a series of questions, including whether SEPTA considered dipping into its $500 million reserves.
Is there enough money in the fare stabilization fund to eliminate the need for a 25% fare increase?
The hearing examiner gave Haver extra time, but he demanded more and was escorted from the hearing. Afterwards, SEPTA Senior Budget Director Eric Johansson said SEPTA was already using more than $150 million of its reserves this year to close a $240 million shortfall.
We're using it right now to keep service levels flat.
If the fare increase is approved by the SEPTA board next month, it would take effect December 1st. And without more state transit funding, Johansson says more fare hikes and service cuts could come next year. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.